The big winner of the fast-track electoral reform being proposed by Mariano Rajoy's Popular Party would be Mariano Rajoy's Popular Party, El Mundo reports, citing a data study carried out by its own journalists. The PP currently holds an overall majority in both the Spanish Congress and the Spanish Senate. If the proposals became law and were applied to May's local election results, the PP would win power in 219 additional towns across the country. The Spanish Socialist Party would lose power in 151. More broadly, conservative parties such as the Basque Nationalist Party or the now-defunct CiU in Catalonia would benefit from the reform, whilst a variety of left-wing or left-wing regionalist parties would lose out. Albert Rivera's party Ciudadanos, considered a potential alternative to the PP for conservative votes, would also lose. Spain's Nuclear Security Council has given the green light to the construction of a nuclear waste dump in Villar de Cañas in Castilla-La Mancha, where radioactive waste is to be stored for up to 100 years. The council said that the design of the nuclear waste dump should be reinforced to take into account the geological environment near the town. The decision will now be sent to the Industry Ministry for administrative approval for the commencement of the building and infrastructure work. The decision to propose Villar de Cañas as the location for the dump was one of the first taken by Mariano Rajoy's new Popular Party government in 2011. Spanish electricity company Endesa reported first-half profits of €870 million between January and June 2015, a 17.1% increase compared to the previous year, Expansión reported. The profits increase on a total first-half revenue of €10.3 billion is more than €100 million more than analysts were expecting. Endesa said the improvements were due to an increase in gross margins, especially in regulated activities, and the positive effect of non-recurring factors such as CO2 certificates. Ciudadanos has proposed far-reaching education reforms and called for cross-party agreement on a system leader Albert Rivera says was characterized by failure in schools and sectarianism. He slammed what he termed the omnipresent Stalinist university bureaucracy and said a series of reforms and counter-reforms by the Popular Party and the Spanish Socialist Party had only rendered the system obsolete. Ciudadanos' economy spokesman, LSE professor Luis Garicano, said changing values requires a new education system and creating jobs requires a new education system. Discrepant members of Podemos and United Left in Catalonia have presented a new breakaway political platform called Guanyem Catalunya, Let's Win Catalonia, to contend the regional elections in September, Spanish media reported. The new platform's leaders criticised the personalist projects and media focus of the current Podemos and United Left options. The new movement was not created to belong to the leader of the moment, said the organisers. A poll published in La Razón on Monday suggested the official Podemos list, called Catalunya Sí Que Es Pot, Yes We Can Catalonia, could win 16 seats in the 135-seat regional parliament.